Blog Talk Radio.
I can't wait. This year,
And years to come will be years that I just venture out and journey into different places. But New Orleans is pretty much a business and tourism mecca of the Deep South, and so much is going on. So Monday will be profiling New Orleans. I want to thank New Orleans Online also for allowing me to use images of, and use images on my, in the description of the show and all of that. I want to give credit where credit is due. And that's all they ask is that, give them their credit also for their images and also must do that and thank them for providing such an awesome tool for those that live in New Orleans and those that travel to New Orleans also.
Thank you.
Transcendent Third Eye Girl, and I am looking at a post from one of my longtime Facebook friends. I mean, he's really a press historian, Rich Cranmore, and he states that breaking news that Prince will be releasing a new video for Extra Lovable. So that is pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, yes, thanks for sharing that. I'm excited about the Saints game coming up this weekend. I guess it's the Seattle Seahawks. So I'm just on Facebook checking out. I'll be sure to like their page, New Orleans Saints, and sign up for the newsletter also. One awesome thing that Coach Sean is doing this week is so the guys can really have that realistic vibe of playing the Seattle Seahawks. He has placed he and the team, you know, he and the organization, the staffers, they have placed a Seattle Seahawks logo in the middle of the practicing field. Is that not awesome? You know, to go ahead and have that realistic vibe. And you know, the Seattle Seahawks, their fans, they are as noisy as, in a good way, as the Who Dat Nation. And so also I think they've been working on that too, regarding the noise. Also, so everything can just be all on point and all ready to do what they need to do to get to the Super Bowl on February the 2nd. But big shout out to all teams that are playing this weekend. It's the big day next weekend, you know, the 19th, and that's just amazing. This weekend, we will know who will be going to the Super Bowl on February 2nd, and that is so awesome also. I just know I hope it's the Saints. I just hope so. But again, thank you for tuning in and supporting the show. I'm looking at, like, different posts right now. I'm looking at different posts. Comedian Bellyville is talking about, I need to take my ass to bed. I got radio in the morning, and y'all need to start to listen every damn morning, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9. We have to check him out. There's marketing tips. This is from yesterday, though, but Ollie Brown, business tip. She states that your marketing is more important than your mastery. You can be the best accountant, dog groomer, life coach, fitness trainer, wedding planner, whatever your business is. But if you don't know how to get the word out about your business and generate response, you will never create the income you truly desire. And that is so true. That is so true. So you got to spread the word regardless of what industry that you are in. Never underestimate the power of word of mouth.
My foot standing in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. The Lord is my light, and my salvation, Whom shall I fear? Nobody. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Nobody. Your God just hold my hand and keep a chair for me. Cause I fully don't understand the plan you're working in me. But it's hurting to see most of these things, they never change. It's a matter of pressure. Set the stress in my brain. Your God just hold my hand and keep a chair for me. Cause I fully don't understand the play you're working in me. But it's hurting to see most of these things, they never change. It's a matter of pressure. Deadly strain in my brain. But with the strength of your son's love, I know that I can hang and maintain while I'm out here to the crossfires with these devilish haters and lame. They fully don't be understanding. You be having ultimate planning. I'm desperately trying to follow that. But why I constantly have to swallow that? Feel of disgust. Having these feelings of distrust with all the people I meet. From the ballers to the freaks, the people upon the streets, and yeah, the homies upon the block. They digging my joints a lot, till I make that deal with cops. Make that great escape, and now these niggas is all shot. Wanna be sitting back hating, creating they schemes and plots. Got me feeling like your son Jesus, with the entire Roman Empire upon the job. You're still over with dreams and watch, cause I know for sure they can't stop. What it is, that you be putting on the heart of one of your wordsmiths to drop. I be absurdly shocked. If this word is don't reach your flock, some of guns are unrighteousness, I'm gonna leave him uncocked. Dear God, just hold my hand and keep a chair for me, cause I pull it on, understand the plan you working in me. But it's hurting to see most of these things, they never change. Systematic oppression, deadly stress in my brain. Dear God, just hold my hand and keep a chair for me, cause I fully don't understand the play you working in me. But it's hurting to see most of these things, they never change. Systematic oppression, deadly strain in my brain.
Have you ever seen her? Situation like Katrina, lots of destruction from the aqua, a little love from the FEMA, and on the home, this whole little world, it seems meaner. People are running mindless, and a dreamer, on the goal to get greener. Here for the pockets, so for the machiner, only looking out for the solo, no more looking out for the teamer. And the sexual overtone of society, yo, it's blowing the whole souls of the young. The smithereens up, the bins or the beamer, the bins or the beamer. I got a Benz and still be having a light, scrape up some beans to match with my rice. Jambalaya up with some cold cuts just to make nice, some nice. I'm feeling like the quarterback, the way gas prices just got hyped up. And yo, look at the way they just psyched us with that damn stimulus plan. Man, I'm just saying, with plans like that, you can catch my stimulus, man.
Dear God, just hold my hand and keep a chair for me, cause I fully don't understand the plan you working in me. But it's hurting to see most of these things, they never change. Systematic oppression, deadly stress in my brain. Dear God, just hold my hand and keep a chair for me, cause I fully don't understand the plan you working in me. But it's hurting to see most of these things, they never change. Systematic oppression, deadly strain in my brain.
About the People's Choice Award winners also in the show, but also, hey, it's award season, and let's not forget on NBC, tonight with CBS, and on Sunday night it will be the 2014 Golden Globe Awards show, hosted by Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, those funny ladies. And so remember, mark the calendars, and remember, I love to watch the E! News red carpet action with Giuliani, Rancic, and of course Ryan Seacrest. So that is on Sunday. Those of you that, you know, sometimes it sneak up on you, mark your calendar for on Sunday night, January 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the 2014 Golden Globe Awards airing. So that's pretty awesome. Let's see. Let's get this party started. So I'm just trying to check it out right quick. If there's anything else I want to say about that. But I just wanted to remind you, since we're talking about tonight's show also, and don't have much time, maybe about 5 minutes, and this is a new year for those. I mean, we're here, we're alive. Love is life. Life is love. 2014, and so what are we doing, those of us that are in relationships? I'm not in a relationship. I can't wait to be, I always talk about this, don't I? I can't wait till I'm legally single, but I am romantically single, and but I'm very optimistic. I'm focusing on, of course, like all of, like many of us saying that are romantically unattached, you know, I'm focusing on improvement of myself and honestly a business project, and but I am a true romantic. I'm very excited about the new year overall in my life. I have been told throughout my life that we can have it all, and I see people that have it all. We all go through our ups and downs, but we can have it all. Sometimes we don't have it all at once. Sometimes we do. But I do see people that actually do have it all from different backgrounds, you know, from different economic statuses, that do have it all, you know, having it all, peace within and happiness, you know. That's what's important. You know, we of course we need many of us. You know, we need companionship. We need love. We need love of others. We need community. All of that is really important. So it's important for all of us to live well balanced lives. If we choose to be single or not, or in a loveless relationship, you know, it comes a time. It's a new year. Last week I was watching one of the morning shows, I think Today's Show, and then they said that this past weekend was going to be like the biggest weekend of online dating, because it being a new year, a lot of people chose to start off anew also with new, you know, look, either newly dating or new love, getting out of old bad relationships. But then also people choose to refresh and what they have, try to keep that spark alive, like my friend Belinda Bostic and I all often talk about on Matters of the Heart Wednesday also. And be sure to visit her website also, Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic. I want to get one of my longtime Facebook friends on here too, Andrea Carter. She is a true romance consultant. I want to get her on here also to talk about being a true romance consultant also, and their popular products too. Now, I believe they have the slumber parties that are only girls' nights out events. But I think with true romance, they have like couples parties. I have a friend here who is a romance consultant and a business owner, and I think she have like parties and parties for couples and girls' night out parties also. But it's just it's a new year. New us, you know, starting afresh. Why keep, you know, things is working, keep things working. Like, you know, I stay committed to my New Year's resolutions last year. It was pretty successful. Some plans, you know, were delayed or whatever, postponed. But, like, my New Year's resolutions I stuck to. And I recycled some of my New Year's resolutions because even though my resolution was to really get a grip and really get fit, to lose weight. Well, I lost weight, but I still need to lose a little bit more weight. But there's a whole other goal to get back to the healthy lifestyle that I once lived before, and then to a new lifestyle that I've never lived before. To really focus on eating healthy, living healthy, thinking healthy, talking healthy. You know, really. But at the same time, enjoying my guilty pleasures also in moderation. You know, because to be honest, I lost nearly 60 pounds from summertime to now because I didn't give up on some of my guilty pleasures, you know, honestly. But it's all in moderation and you know, at certain times, you know, eat your guilty pleasures like every day. You know, they should be like treats or on your cheat days or days like that. But I think it's just amazing. I was still I was watching The View, you know, earlier yesterday. It's Thursday now, so on Wednesday, and I'm amazed at how good Sherry and her husband look, dropping 30 pounds by the help of Chef Rocco DiSpirito, and he has a new book. And so I guess on Monday next week we'll talk about the health books because, you know, I love talking about healthy books and recipes and health and fitness. So we'll talk about some of these popular diets. His 28-day diet sounds interesting and sounds very effective. Obviously it is because he even has lost a lot of weight. I didn't even realize he was overweight, but, you know, I guess his doctor told him, hey, then the doctor told him he had a choice of getting on medications. He was like, oh, no way. So he decided to live healthier and lose weight and lower his BMI. And that was my concern, my BMI. But it's almost time to conclude the show. And I wanted to talk about more about love and relationships. But self-improvement, that's what's important about with us. And keeping our eyes open and being optimistic. If we're long-time married or if we're single, you know, love for self and allowing that love to come from within to others, if it's agape love or if it's romantic love, it's really important. But I want to